The Truth Discovered, a collection of essays compiled and published by Colin and Valerie Edwards. Chapter 4, My Conversion in Nigeria. I am A.D. Egwinya, born many years ago to parents who were poor farmers. As poor farmers of southeastern Nigeria, they were illiterate. I was deprived of elementary education until the Catholic Mission, in the late 50s, came to set up a mission school in my home village. I was among the boys and girls whom our parents allowed to go to school to learn the white man's religion. Before I was 10 years old, I was already baptised and a full Catholic. I remained a devoted Catholic for 11 years, until I first came into contact with Christadelphian literature. It was in 1971, after the end of civil war in Nigeria, and after 3 years of starvation and bitter service in the Biafran army, that I was among the lucky ones who, through God's blessing, survived the war. At the end of the war, I was among yet many young men who rushed to the cities to look for jobs and shelter. I was working in a nightclub with a young man who one day brought me magazines and booklets. Amongst the magazines he gave me was the Christadelphian leaflet. Through the address on the leaflet, I applied to be enrolled for a correspondence course, and after 2 weeks I received my first lesson and the course began. I was so fortunate to have a very kind tutor, and she made the course more interesting for me. She found time to tell me of herself and her family, those of the household of faith, and to send photographs. All these brought us much closer. 2 years after completing the course, I decided to become a Christadelphian, although I was still attending the Catholic Church on Sundays. When I received the address of the nearest meeting to me, which was in Ikeja in Lagos, I decided to make myself known to them. I admired the Christadelphians for their knowledge of the scripture and its teaching. When I first went to see Brother Ikelt at Ikeja, the friendly and warm welcome did me much good, more than all the preaching. Here I saw people who, although they were in the minority, had a strong faith and they practiced what they believed. And this is why I gave no second thought to giving up my job and life in the nightclub to become a Christadelphian. My desire for baptism was taken seriously because I'd given up my job. After my tutor had sent a report of my course to Brother Ikelt, it was left for Lagos and Ibadan Ecclesia to act. After 3 months of hopefully waiting, I received a telephone call one afternoon from Brother Tom, asking me to report the following morning for an interview for baptism at Ikeja. The date was Sunday, 14th of October, 1973, when I took the first morning bus to Ikeja. I arrived in time to join Brother Ajayi for breakfast. Brother Ajayi had arrived a day earlier from Ibadan to conduct the interview. It started at 8 a.m. with four brethren. The interview lasted 2 hours before Brother Richards arrived from Ibadan. He'd travelled 84 miles to witness my interview and baptism. It was a long interview. Questions on different subjects of the scriptures, and in each question I was asked to quote some verses from the Bible to support the answer. It was noon before the brethren were convinced that I had made a good confession of faith. Then we rose and drove 2 miles to a forest pool where I was to be baptised. We arrived at the pool in time to hear a sermon by a group of people who were also baptising in the pool. The sermon was on the subject, the way to salvation in Christ through the waters of baptism. After my baptism, a small poolside service was conducted, and how delighted we were to see this group join us and asking questions about the Christadelphians. We all had a chat together with the group and exchanged addresses. After the baptism, we drove back to Brother Ikelt's house to break bread. How glad is the soul that knows its sin has been forgiven. As our memorial service was going on, Brother Paul gave words of exhortation based on Romans 12. While the exhortation was being given, a young man came in. His name was David, a a contact of the postal team who, like me, had been searching for our meeting room for 3 months. This is all I can write for now, but I owe more than I can say, thanks to all who in one way or another helped me to become a Christadelphian. Yet I need milk to grow, and for this I ask all brethren and sisters to help in prayer, that the Lord's Spirit may help me to grow and perfect my walk towards Zion.